Right, hello everybody, and welcome to today's PBIC Gold Teleclass for the month of February in the year of our Lord 2021. I'm your host, the Pet Biz Whiz, Dom Hodgson, and today we are going to be doing a deep dive into the process that I use for sorting out my diamond private coaching clients and my platinum private coaching clients too. So yeah, we're going to do a bit of a look at the process that we go through. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is I think it will help a lot of you to get more out of your gold membership. And it will hopefully also help those of you who are maybe thinking about applying to upgrade your gold membership to either diamond or platinum. It will give you a bit of a kind of framework overview so you can see the process that I take people on, the type of results you can expect, the work that is going to be required, the time that it might take, and ultimately who my private coaching groups are for. So as part of the deep dive, we're going to be doing I'm going to be sharing some case studies and some examples from the work that the diamond and platinum members have done over the last kind of 2 or 3 years, really. But first, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping. So welcome to all of the new members. We have had a steady stream of new members joining over the last number of months. I'm expecting a bit more of a flurry, shall we call it that, over February and March, because I have quite a bit of activity planned. I've got my dog trainers, top dollar dog trainer program, challenge, webinar, program on the bubble. I also have, at the end of February, moving into March, a dog walkers 7-day challenge, and also a webinar and the relaunch of the Walk Yourself Wealthy Business in a Box. Both of those programs are going to be available to PBIC members as well, and you'll also get a special PBIC discount on that. So make sure that you email Beth and get on the waiting list for the programs when they open. There's also another couple of things on the bubble as well, planned for later in the year, but I'll tell you more about them when it's more appropriate for you to know about it. What else? Yeah, just as for those of you who just joined, it really is incumbent upon you to throw yourself into the PBIC as much as you can. Okay, the majority of people come, they listen, they learn, they push themselves out of the comfort zone, they try new things, they move their business forward, and then they continue to do that. Yeah, occasionally we get people join, they listen, they learn, they take on board some of the teachings. Maybe it's about premium pricing or introducing an upsell or something like that. And then they look at the other stuff that I teach, you know, lead generation, creating follow-up in your business through email and direct mail, you know, talk a lot about getting consistent with your marketing. And they go off the bubble a little bit then, you know, I think sometimes the hard work required seems a bit too much for them. And so they leave and find a much easier, usually social media based membership. And that's fine, you know, this is fine. What we do here isn't for everyone. Yes, I often say in my emails and in my other correspondence, what we do here, this is for the 5%ers, okay? This is for the 5%ers, the 5% of pet business owners out there who want to create a really sustainable, profitable, enjoyable, impactful pet business. Okay, it does not matter whether you want to just create a really good local pet business, have an easy life, working minimum hours, serving fantastic clients where you earn lots of money, or whether you want to be an industry leader. Slightly different strategies required for each one of those, but still, that's what I mean by the 5%ers. Okay, if you find that you are getting bored with what's being taught here, if you are constantly attracted to brighter, shinier objects that the social media gurus wave in front of you, then you should move on. You know, you should go and do some of that stuff. Yeah, because the action takers, the 5%ers, you're going to hear more about them and more about what's possible when you do actually knuckle down and do the fucking work. You'll hear more about them in this teleclass. So welcome aboard, everyone. Work as hard as you can whilst you're here. Make sure that you read everything that I send you. Make sure you listen to everything that I send you. A lot of the stuff should be studied in quite in depth, really. So with the likes of the ledger, there are always some kind of promotional tip that you can plug into your business to help you make more money straight away that week. But often there'll be stuff that you need to study, and the ideas you need to kind of process them and then go back to them and make notes on the ledger. The likes of this teleclass, even, you know, there's a lot going to be a lot in this teleclass. So you probably need to listen to it maybe 5 or 6 times, maybe even 10 times before all of the ideas, are absorbed into your noggin and you feel like you understand enough to move forward. So, yeah, throw yourself into it. Right. So this teleclass was inspired by. I recently listened to a bunch of old recordings from a mastermind meeting that I attended, a series of mastermind meetings that I attended back in 2017. Now, at the time, I had a lot of exciting things happening in my business, on the bubble. I had my established dog adventure and home boarding business, which was at the time being mainly run by Alex and a staff member called Dan Alberts. I had my online dog training in a circle, which was completely remote, and that was growing and doing very well. I had started to do a number of seminars all around the UK, where I was teaching my How to Be a Dog Superhero and my recently added Grow Your Pet Business Fast seminar. And also at that time, I had other ideas. I had the main idea that I had on the bubble was to basically do what I've done, what you see now, what you are a part of now, to create the pet business in a circle. So I would sort of transition from being a trainer and being a walker and teaching training to teaching people about how to market their business. You know, I've been running a pet business, as you know, since 2011. Made all the mistakes you made, did everything, learned how to do things correctly, learned about event marketing, follow-up, how to write emails, how to create online programs. I'd had a podcast for 2 years, created newsletters, all this kind of thing. That was what I was then going on to teach other people about. So basically, I had a lot on, you know, and a lot often, this is a position that you guys will find yourself in. If you do what I tell you to do in the PBIC Gold, and you increase prices, you create some kind of kick-ass promotional marketing material like a newsletter to help you to elevate your status and your clients, then you'll more easily be able to increase prices. Then you'll more easily be able to upsell them to higher price services. And then when you're full, well, then you have other opportunities, you know. Now, the other thing that I did wrong previous to this was when I got full, I did the online store. And that was where I kind of created a business that I hated. You know, and we'll put a pin in the store, we'll come back to that in a minute. But it basically had lots of exciting things on the bubble, lots of exciting things happening, but I had very little focus. And this, I think, is a position that a lot of you guys find yourselves in as well, where you have lots of exciting things on the bubble, but you have no particular focus. You don't know what to do first. And when you are starting to experience some success as well, you can feel like, it feels like you're sort of sitting in an incredibly fast racing car, but you don't really know how to drive it. So you could end up going very fast and breaking records, or you could end up in a ditch, right? And a big part of this is because we often build our businesses kind of accidentally. So we put a service out there and some people buy it and we make some money, which is great. but that isn't really the definition of running a sustainable and a consistently successful business, all right? It's not enough just to be able to sell your services for money, okay? What you need is system, all right? Systems in your business. And certainly for me, back at that time, even though I had achieved a lot, and I was incredibly proud of it, I was very busy and had a lot of potential, but I didn't have any plans. And you need a plan, right? You need a plan for where you want to go. You need goals, right? You need goals. You need measurable, achievable goals that are going to help you to move forward from where you are now to where you want to go, right? Certainly if you want to change your situation anyway, want to improve where you are now, you want to substantially improve your business, you need a plan, you need goals. And a lot of this starts with a decision, which is something that we talked about in January's ledger. Yeah, you deciding where you want to take your business, you deciding what you want it to look like, you deciding who you want to work with. And it's totally okay to be very, very proud of the business you've created and for you to have created a profitable business, but also for you to want something better. Right? That's totally fine. Yeah, and to be commended even, and to be encouraged to feel like that. Yeah, because certainly back 2016, that's where I was. I had this business that was making lots of money, really, for what it was. I had great clients. It didn't require me to work a lot of hours. And on the surface, you might have said, well, why can't you just be happy with that? And I was happy with that to a degree, but I still wanted more, you know. I had the more of a kind of entrepreneurial bug, and I wanted to try new things. I wanted to test myself, and I wanted to build on the success rather than just enjoying the success. Okay? So it's totally okay to be proud of what you've created, but also to want something better. And sort of conversely, if you aren't happy with the business you've created, if you feel like you've created a bit of a monster of a business that keeps the clients happy, keeps the staff happy, but doesn't really make you happy, well, then you're the only one who can change that as well. Or you certainly have to take that decision to change that. Give the example of my store earlier on. So the store idea came about in 2014 or 2013 when the dog adventure side of the business was full and I didn't really want to add any more staff members. So I decided to do an online store with my then the girl who worked for me, and we set with that as a partnership. That ended up not going very well. I decided to do it on my own, invested another load of money in it, and even though there was a lot of marketing things that weren't happening, that should have been happening that weren't, which I would do it a lot differently now. Essentially, that one of the reasons why I haven't gone back and done it differently is because I just didn't like that kind of business. Not to say you shouldn't like that kind of business, because if you do, then fantastic. But for me, it wasn't what I wanted to do, you know. And if I'd have sat and thought a bit more about what do you want? What do you want your day to look like? How many hours do you want to work? Who do you want to work with? What do you want to achieve? What do you enjoy? I think maybe I wouldn't have gone down the store route, although I don't regret it per se, because, you know, I had a lot of great learning points came out of that experience for me. But I think if I'd sat down before then and really thought about it and really thought about what I was good at and looked at the other options that were available to me as well, maybe I might not have done it, or I certainly would have canned it a lot sooner and moved on to something else, moved on to what I've eventually moved on to now. And this is kind of the starting point, that process that I just explained there. This is kind of the starting point for what we do in Diamond, and more so in Platinum, right? It's really about identifying where you are now and then where you want to go next, and then mapping out the steps to get there, and then keeping you accountable to do the work. And that's kind of the big difference, really, between Gold and then the Diamond and Platinum coaching groups. And this isn't, I don't want this to turn into, like, you think that this is like really a big advert for, upgrading, because as you guys know, I'm very strict about who gets in, who applies. But you, whether you want to apply or not, and there's no reason why you shouldn't achieve a lot, achieve massive amounts in PBIC Gold, whether you apply or not, it's kind of irrelevant. The process that I'm talking about, you should still be able to take a lot away from this and hopefully implement it in your own business, right? But the big differences are that the gold level is more about information, okay? So you guys come to me and join gold because you need to know a better way to market your business. You need to know a successful way to market your business. You need to discover and implement a way that you can attract better clients, charge higher prices, and have them stay longer and refer their friends. Yeah, and as you've seen, no doubt, and as I saw as well back in the day, it's very difficult to do that just doing social media, buy my shit type marketing. Okay, we need to, that has its place, and you know, it has its place in my business model even, you know, with the challenges and stuff that I'm running as well. But there are, it's a small part of the thing, and if that's all you're doing, then you're always going to struggle. So yeah, so gold's very much about information, about getting you started on the right path, increasing your prices, introducing some upsells, creating some paper and ink marketing to augment the online stuff that you're doing. And then to sort of get you thinking about, okay, how can we make more money from the existing business? You know, how can we turn a client who comes twice a week into one that comes three times a week? Or a once a month client into a twice a month client? And all this kind of thing, you know, and all of this, like really, it shouldn't be too difficult for anybody at all to more than cover the gold fees, which is why they're so kind of reasonable, really, with even just a price increase. You know, if you do a price increase, you should more than cover the cost of your gold subscription, which makes it kind of free after that, you know, because anything after that you're going to make is all just like gravy. But yeah, it's the main thing about gold is that it's information. Yes, you do get some access to me in the gold discussion group. And we are very soon going to be introducing a new forum for that, a new format for the discussion group. One that's a bit more user-friendly, because since Google changed the settings, it's difficult to access and comment on your phone and appreciate that. So we've got something coming for that. So you get access to me that way. You get access to me with the gold calls that we do as well. And you often get a bonus call with me when you first join, so that I can get on the phone for 15 minutes and set you right with what you need to do now. Okay. Then after that, you get, it's about maintaining your enthusiasm, hopefully inspiring you to push your business a little bit further. This is why I deliver the content so many different ways. So you get audios, you get in-person stuff, you get the ledger, which is obviously packed. And I have to say, if you guys aren't regularly going back over previous ledgers, you're seriously missing out there, because there's a seminar's worth of knowledge and training really in every ledger. So please, like, you know, make the most of it. You know, I have diamond and platinum members who regularly tell me they've gone and pulled a bunch of ledgers off, stuck some post-it notes in and scribbled out three or four ideas, and then it's given their business another little bump, you know. So everybody should be doing this. A little slurp of tea there. So that's the gold group. Then in so just to recap the gold group, then you're getting information, you're getting a little bit of coaching. Okay, so I'm helping you to fix the existing business, fix what's immediately wrong with it, the business basics, if you like. Now, not everybody wants that, as I mentioned at the start. Not everybody's ready for that yet, you know. So if people come in and they're telling me that they're working long hours but they're not making any money, and then I recommend increasing the prices, well, if you aren't going to increase the prices, then you might as well leave, you know, because that's the only way to fix your business. You can't just keep running faster and faster. You know, there are ways for us to make the price increase more amenable, so it's more accepted by the clients. But ultimately, if you've If you've built a business where you have a lot of crappy clients who are always complaining and you know they're going to leave when you increase their prices, well, you need to increase them anyway at some point. You just do, you know. Yeah, not everybody wants that, you know, but obviously you guys do want that, which is why you're here. That's very, very sensible. And yeah, so next there's the diamond level. Now, diamond, this is kind of where you go when you've fixed certainly mastered the basics, and you want to learn how to systemize the marketing and your services so you can predictably and consistently attract new clients and deliver your services with staff, potentially with staff, or certainly duplicate how you currently deliver your services. So we may have dog walkers who are just delivering their service either in groups or one-to-ones. Well, the only way for you to make substantially more money is to multiply yourself, you know, is to clone yourself and take on staff members. Now, taking staff member on is very stressful. Sometimes we're in a very fearful position. We fear the clients not liking it. We fear making a mistake. We fear increasing the prices to pay for the wages. We just fear everything going to shit, basically. And that's a fear that everybody has. You know, even I had it back in 2012 before I took on my first staff member, you know. And we tell ourselves all kinds of things like, you know, oh, the clients won't like it, or, you know, they won't like it if anybody else is wanting their dog and all this kind of thing. But the truth is they will. They'll get over it, you know. And it's how you do that. And in Diamond, certainly we have a process for that now, for how you do this. Becky Mitchell's just gone through that with taking on a staff member this year. She's recently gone from Diamond to Platinum. But Becky's just done that. You'll have heard all about that in the podcast, episode 147, if you want to go and check that out. Hear Becky's story. This can be done, you know, and it can be done in a way that it needs to be done as well often to, like, free you up, you know. Jodie McQuiston's another one who's done that as well, yeah. Duplicating herself with staff members so she can serve more people. And with Jodie, that's freeing her up now to pursue her passion, which is training, similar to Becky, right? Hannah Antrobus, somebody else just been on a podcast lately, that would be another good example of somebody who, she implemented everything that there was to be learned in Gold, got full with her existing business, successfully transitioned to online dog training, and then now we've got such a waiting list built up of clients that she doesn't have time to see, that we need to change the business model now. So Hannah is, we're working on, in the next 90 days, we'll be changing what she offers so that she can serve more people, so she can multiply herself almost, you know, so she can go one to many. Rather than doing one to one, she can go one to many. Now, if you're a dog trainer and if you structure this one to many the right way, the way that I teach, you can go much, much higher. You know, it won't make much difference if you're teaching 10 people or 1,000 people, you know. Yeah, so Diamond's very much about the next steps. And they're going to be different for everyone's business. And it's going to require more of a commitment to marketing. So a good example would be, often in Diamond you'll see people writing their own books, right? And we write our own books because it's like a stamp of authority on the business. It helps you to stand out because you're likely going to be the only pet professional in your location who's written a book. It enables you to charge more money, vastly more money sometimes, and it often leads to other things as well. So Sarah Lamont would be a good example of that. Sarah, when I first spoke to Sarah Lamont, who is a pet scanner, when I first spoke to her a couple of years ago, on her first call, I realized that she had a lot of resources and assets that we weren't using very well. She was great at creating content. She got a fantastic personality that she really throws into her business. but we needed to give it, we needed to pull all those things together. And we did that basically with the introduction of, or the transformation of her just going from being a scanner to being a canine family planner. So she had a, she had then had a name, she had a system, she wrote a book. And if she ever stops breeding puppies, then we'll get on to launching a membership for Sarah as well. And that's kind of the other, I'm only pulling her leg, that's kind of the other part about when you write a book, it can often open other doors, you know, and sometimes you can't see where those doors are going to leave you. At the very least, it's going to cement your expert status and then enable you to charge a lot more money for your prices. So you're seen as the go-to expert. So Suzanne Gould with her Rescue Dog Ranger book would be a good example. Claire Lawrence with her Bark and Dog books. Nicola Davies with her puppy books. And we've got lots more people in Diamond writing books as well, and Platinum. Joe Loft, Curry, Harriet, Becky, Tony. Can you write a book when you're a PBIC Gold member? Yes, of course you can. And we've also had some PBIC Gold members writing their books too. But you'll probably find that you will do it a lot quicker in Diamond, and you'll do it in a way that, because you've got me like looking over your shoulder all the time, you'll do it in a way that makes sure that the book fits in with the rest of the business, your future plans for the business. Okay, the book shouldn't be just some sort of random brain fart thing that you do that enables you to shine a little light on the business and say, hey, I've written a book. Now, you can do that, and it will help a little bit, but it's far better if, you know, the book should be, like for dog trainers as an example, the book should sit at the bottom of the product pyramid. So you have book, and then people, after they bought the book, they'll buy a course. And then after they bought a course, they might buy a higher price course, and then you might get them into some sort of continuity program, some sort of membership program or something like that. And, you know, with the dog walker, you'll write a book, and the book will essentially be a sales letter for the business, you know, so it will position you as far and away the best dog walker in town. Groomers will do a similar thing. Anna Pollard's done that with her guide that she's written, and Anna's another one who's writing her book too. So yeah, what we do in Diamond is I tend to look at everyone's business, I look at all of the sort of assets that you've got, and we find a way to tie it all together and make as much money as possible and improve your work-life balance as well. Because often people come and they work in too many hours. You'll hear Tim at the end of this recording talking about that. So the clarity, confidence, and clients, really. Clarity, confidence, clients is kind of three things that I want you to be really clear on, that I want to help you with, you know. I really want to help you to get clarity about where you are, what you want, why you want it. You know, you have to have the goal that you set has to be compelling enough to pull you forward. And you need to have clarity about your purpose, you know, and about what pathway you're on. Most people generally are kind of making it up as they go along, you know. Even if you've had a certain amount of success, most people are usually making it up as they go along. I remember in a mastermind meeting I was at in 2016, and Tim Fitch, who you'll have heard on a podcast of mine sometime in the last couple of months, Tim helps construction workers, construction people in the construction business, to build their business. And it was a meeting where I turned up and I had written the procedures for my dog walking business, and I was showing everybody my procedures, and Tim said, you know, this is like really good. He said you wouldn't believe how many people I know who run 15 million to 50 million pound construction businesses, and they are just literally making it up as they go along, you know. Now again, it's not to say that they're not having success, but they could probably be having a success a lot easier if they were to systemize their business, you know. And usually there's no clear strategy. People don't have a clear strategy because they don't have any clear goals, and that's usually because the business owner hasn't sat down and thought, like, what do I want? You know, what do I want from my business? On the point of money, actually, Something that I've been big on for the last, I introduced the Diamond Foundations program in at the last intake, so like 3 months ago. And in the Foundations program as well now, we're working a lot more on systems for the whole business, you know. So not only like, where is the business going, how can we better attract the better clients, how can we make more money, but then also like, what do we do with that money once we've got it, you know. So people now have savings and wealth accounts and tax accounts, so they have a much better grip on their finances in general. And yeah, if you don't have this in place, this is probably why you may be earning lots of money or turning lots of money over, but if there's nothing left at the end of the month or at the end of the year to show for it, you know, apart from the bills being paid, then, you know, that's telling you don't have a good enough system for what you do with the money that you've got, you know. Ultimately, we should be creating assets, we should be creating wealth in the business as well, and we should be taking money out of the business and putting it elsewhere, be that a savings account or another business or whatever. But yeah, this is something that, again, that we go into a lot more detail with now as well. And the other thing is, often opportunities kind of exist within your existing business that you really can't see, okay? And you might not ever see them, that's the thing. And sometimes I can't see them until I get on the phone with you and you filled in your diamond application form and your platinum compatibility form. These are the things that we find out when we get on the phone with people, you know, and we start to see opportunities. I'm very good at sniffing out the hidden money. Okay, Sarah Lamont would be a good example of that. She had a lot of things. Lynn Lloyd recently, we've discovered an area of the business that she's going to probably want to exploit in the next couple of years. Could be something that she could not only make a lot of money from herself, but she could sell that system to other people as well. Amy Wilson, we've done a lot of work with her, getting her systems in place right now. Karen Boyce was somebody else who was sitting on an amazing business that she wasn't making enough of, you know. And you know, Karen is the puppy queen of Wales. She taught 226 puppies last year. Came through her puppy school. And Natasha's another one I missed off, who's written a book as well, with another one on the way too. Very good at without blowing too much smoke on my ass, I'm very good at sort of helping people see what's next, you know. So what's the next thing that we need to do in the business, and what's the next thing that we need to do in the business now? Yeah, because there might be five or six things that you want to do, but you really aren't going to be able to do five or six things, or you're certainly not going to be able to do them very well. Recent call I did with Andrea Hodgins highlighted this fact. Andrea has a daycare, she has a dog walking business, she has a shop, and she has a spa too, with a pool coming as well. And she's got all these things, but we need to get like super focused about, right, what are we going to do now, you know. And that decision was made a little bit easier for us with the lockdown restrictions, but it's still difficult often to concentrate on the thing that you really need to concentrate on. Okay. How can we improve the business? That's really what I'm looking for all the time, you know. And often you're, as a business owner, you're kind of too close to the wood to see the trees. So it may be that the front end of your business isn't firing for some reason. Okay, so you may have a fantastic product or a fantastic membership or a fantastic service, but the front end of the business doesn't exist. There is no process for capturing people's email addresses and then following them up and taking them through a no-like trust process and then warming them up for the sale and then putting an irresistible offer in front of them. There might be nothing like that in place. You might have some back-end issues. You might have issues where people aren't staying long enough for whatever reason, because you're not engaging them, you're not communicating your value to them very well, or you're not showing your appreciation for them. And or there may be back-end sales issues where you're bringing somebody in, but then you're not selling them anything else. You know, well, this is what I'm very, very good at. I'm very good at seeing what you can't see. And this is just through my own experience of, you know, helping hundreds of pet business owners to do this. Yeah, and sometimes now it's a bit like, I feel a bit like Miss Marple sometimes, where Miss Marple, for all of you Agatha Christie fans out there, she used to, her sort of shtick was a person who she became acquainted with, who she may have thought was going to be the murderer. She would often notice a lot of similarities, a lot of traits in that person from somebody else who she knew in the past, you know. And you guys will be familiar with this in your own day-to-day lives, but this is very similar to me with businesses, you know. So when somebody might come to me with a daycare problem, I can very easily often say, well, we've done this in 4 or 5 or 6 other daycare businesses. We should do, we should at least do that first. But then there also might be another little twist where I'll say, oh, do you know what? Well, we also did this with this pet scanner or with this therapist. And, you know, I think this would be a really good way for you to do that. So there's the... And this only comes when I find out more about your business, see, which is kind of where the... again, the sort of deeper relationship that I have with the Diamond members and the Platinum members, that's where it kind of pays off. The other part of that as well is, it's kind of one of the bigger benefits of having a coach, really, I think. So I recently heard, I was listening to a podcast recently, the 5 Live Boxing podcast with Steve Bunce, and they were talking about a fight that had been on that weekend. And they were both, one of the commentators, one of the podcast guys, was, he said that as soon as the guy walked into the ring, as soon as this fighter walked into the ring, he said he could tell there was something wrong with him. He could not something wrong with him as in, you know, he only had one leg, but something wrong with him as in something wasn't right, you know. And the podcast presenter went on to say that that boxer had, in the last 3 months, changed trainers. So he had changed trainers, so he had a new trainer. This was the first fight that he had had with that new trainer. Now, the podcast presenter guy said it wasn't necessarily anything that the his trainer had taught him to do, boxing-wise, but he said that his trainer, because he was a new trainer, he wouldn't have picked up on the fact that this guy was nervous, or this guy wasn't quite himself. Whereas his old coach, he would have picked up on it way before the guy had entered the ring. He would have noticed it on the morning when guy was having his breakfast before. He would have noticed that his routine was a little bit off, you know. And whilst it's important to remember that, you know, I am a coach, I'm not like, you know, a relationship therapist or anything else. I am your business coach, a business mentor, really. It is easier for me often to see when you're drifting off course, when you're doing something that you're not happy with, when you've gone quiet even, you know, and then help to pull you back on track, you know. The reason why this is easier for me is because I know by the time people become a Diamond member or a Platinum member, they've gone through the application process, I know an awful lot about your business and what you want. This is why you have to be honest with your application form, you know. It's no good telling me a load of bullshit about stuff that you don't want. I need to know what you do want, you know. Doesn't matter what it is, but I need to know so I can help you get there. We quickly put these kind of systems in place, quickly fix what's going on, quickly identify upsells, quickly identify what's wrong on the front end of the business. Phil Houston would be a good example of that. Recently did a call with Phil. And now we're fixing the back end of the business with the upsells. On this first call, we fixed the front end of the business. Phil recently had had a bit of a tough time with some sort of family health issues, but because he'd fixed what needed to be fixed, the business was able to grow. You know, the business was still able to grow and has grown throughout the COVID crisis, even, you know, throughout that time. So, what's right for one person might not necessarily be the right thing for somebody else. And The process that we use, if any of you wanted to take this and just implement it in your business now, the process that we do for fixing a business usually goes where we usually do something with price, always come back to price, obviously, either introducing an upsell or increasing prices or selling more stuff or all of the above, because there's always opportunities with pricing. Then we talk about carving out a niche, so we want to differentiate the business from everybody else. What makes this business different? Who is this business for? How can we change the look, the feel, everything about the business, really, so that it stands out like, you know, hard on in a nudist camp. So it stands out like a hard on a nudist camp out of all of the other businesses that you are competing with. Okay? We need to carve out a niche. Yeah, then we promote the business better. Then we do some. Then we introduce some follow up. Then we onboard better. We upsell. We sell more stuff, and then we get people into continuity. All right. But the key part there is about promoting. Okay. Nothing happens until something moves. Yeah. Remember Einstein. Nothing happens until something moves. Well, no one buys anything until someone sells something. And chances are, if you've hit a bit of a wall with your business growth plans, chances are you're not selling enough. So anyway, we finish off with a couple of platinum examples where it'll be a good highlighter of how one thing that I might tell somebody isn't necessarily the right thing for someone else. So Katie G, who you'll hear from at the end of this, Katie's first problem was she needed to fill her existing business. She was working full-time at Dogs Trust and running a field business, and we needed to basically get her out of the Dogs Trust. Not to, because she hated it, but because she loves it. But we wanted to free her, really, to then fulfill the potential. So we did an event. Yeah, I recommended she did an event. She did Open Fields Day, had 600 people through the door, raised a bunch of money for charity, filled up the business, filled up the existing business. Then it was like, right, what do we do next? And also next, she had ideas for a Ascent Venture, which you guys will know about, which would provide another income. It would complement the field business. It would make the field business different. It would turn the field business from a regular field into a membership. And it also enabled Katie to sell beyond the borders of her town. And ultimately, that's what we've done. She's got a number of programs now and a membership. That she's now got almost a couple of hundred people in, added another bunch of people using my challenge system that I taught last year, transformed the business, yeah, selling beyond the boundaries of a town, right? That's basically what I've done with my business. That's kind of why I wanted to start the store, was because I wanted to have a business where I was selling things that I could sell beyond the borders of Sunderland to anybody. As it happens, it was just selling dog treats and toys and stuff. That wasn't the best thing for me to do. Far better for me to sell information, coaching, training, courses, etc., etc. Tim Jackson, like I said, you'll hear from at the end, he had a similar thing with his business where he would basically transform the business, turn it from a regular daycare now into a membership. Yeah? Tim has a daycare membership. Tim runs the greatest daycare. And now we have a chunk of income every month comes in through the membership. Well, that means that Tim knows exactly how much he can spend on marketing every month. Everybody who's bought into the membership spends more money with him, so they buy more of his services. You know, it's a bit like a Amazon Prime. You know, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you'll just buy something from Amazon Prime, won't you? Well, Tim's in a similar position with his daycare. But however, it's not just about adding the membership. So when Tim came wanting to start the membership, I wanted to introduce some upsells. I wanted to make the whole thing a bit more profitable, and I wanted to do a couple of events to build up demand. Right? This is what you get. The kind of insights that you get, I suppose, when you have somebody like myself looking over your shoulder and seeing where the gaps are. You know. You know, yeah, a membership and continuity should be everybody's, one of everybody's goals, really. You know, certainly having some kind of continuity income should. But how you do that, how you roll it out so that you get the best uptake possible, well, yeah, that's the trick, isn't it, you know? But yeah, transformed lots of other business as well. Carol Clark is now running her her dog trainers academy, where she helps inexperienced and dog trainers lacking confidence to take their skills and put them into the real world. Adam Delderfield, he completely transformed his business. Dog training business went completely online in lockdown and has stayed online as well, and is still selling out puppy classes month after month after month. Yeah, no change in uptake. Yeah, so platinum's really where you want, if you want to really sort of transform your business, if you want to become a leader, you know, either a local leader or an industry leader, or, you know, to develop that kind of business within the business, you know. Yes, these higher level coaching programs, they are more expensive. Requires more investment. Requires more investment in the marketing as well. Okay, time and money. My private coaching groups are not a life raft. You have to do the work if your application is successful. And yeah, you have to have money to be able to invest in the actual marketing, you know, because that is going to be required as well. And it's not a particularly quick fix either. Usually there are a lot of things that we can fix quite quickly. But it usually, I mean, the most successful of my clients end up staying for a very, very, very long time, you know, and we help them to go from one stage to the next stage, to the next stage, to the next stage, you know, as I have done with my business as well, yeah. You simply can't get, in my humble, honest and accurate opinion, you simply can't get that kind of help from a fluffy bunny social media type group, you know, where they're posting up Motivation Mondays and Wanker Wednesdays and all this kind of thing, you know, and tell us what you've done. And, you know, you have people posting on there, oh, well, I've started a blog today, and hey, pat on the back. Like, that's babyish stuff. Yeah, that really is like playing in the sandbox, you know. If you really want to kick on, you just crack on with what we're teaching in Gold. And then when you're ready to take the next steps, well, then you know where to go, you know. And if your application is successful, then fantastic. And this leads me on to the Diamond Doors are now open. Start our next 90-day sprint next month. So if you would like to see if you're ready, if you feel ready, if you want to take your business to that next level, then you can email Beth on beth@packleaderdogadventures.co.uk. Request an application form there. Please be honest with your application form. I should send you some more information as well if you just want more information. But that should all be pretty self-explanatory. Again, there's the reason why I'm sharing the process with you is I want you to know fully what's going to be required from you and fully what you're going to have to do and how it can help you. But also, so you, like, you know, you can pull some of these strategies that I've talked about and implement them in your business now, you know, and use it to improve what you've already got. But if you want more help, there is only one Pet Biz Whiz. He is I. And you know how to get more help from me. So anyway, we're going to finish off this teleclass with Tim and Katie kindly did a little audio recording where they talked briefly about their journey and some of the pluses of investing in the Diamond and the Platinum coaching group. So we'll play out with that. I'll see you next time.
Hello, PBIC world. Katie Guastapaglia here, Queen of the Fields. I run Dogwood Adventure Play, a St. Venture park in the northeast of England. Dogwood is based on the concept of a secure field, but it's an awful lot more than that. It's a St. Venture park. It's where people can practice St. Venture. St. Venture is my signature training program, which I developed to help my rescue dog, Lau, who had recall and reactivity issues. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that shortly, but I first just wanted to give you a little bit of background and tell you how it was that I came into Dom's world. So it was round about the time that Impact 2019 was being advertised, and I joined Diamond after learning about PBIC. I attended Impact, and very shortly after that, I upgraded to Platinum, and that's where I've been ever since. So the reason that Impact appealed to me so much was because I was really, really struggling. I was working at Dogs Trust at the time, full time, as well as working at Dogwood. And I was basically just stretched to the very limits of human possibility. I was working long, long, long days. I loved working with rescue dogs, yet I was creating this really exciting, amazing, like creative endeavor at Dogwood. And so I was really split. I couldn't imagine not working for rescue dogs, working to help rescue dogs anymore, because it was just such an important part of who I was. And so I knew that if I was to ever leave Dogs Trust, then I would need to have a really strong ethical business where I could still support rescue dogs and other dogs that needed my help. And so I needed a plan. I was working really hard, but I felt like I wasn't really using my time effectively. I wasn't spending time with family or friends, not spending a lot of time with my own dogs at one point as well. And so, yeah, I needed help. I got in touch with Dom, and yeah, the rest is history, as they say. So at the time, I had just opened our second Scent Venture Park, and because it was relatively new, it wasn't full at that point. And to be able to leave Dogs Trust, I needed to be able to fill all those sessions in the new Scent Venture Park. So Dom and I came up with a plan, put it into action. Of course, I had enough clients at that point to leave Dogs Trust. We had organized Open Fields Day, which was basically an open day at Dogwood where we invited all of our community along and had lots and lots of fun. We had over 600 people through the gates on that day, and we raised, I think it was about just over £1,200 for rescue dogs. So at that point I was able to see that I was able to do both. I was able to survive, not just survive, but thrive in my dream business, and I could continue helping the dogs that needed help most. That was a huge boost. And there was a few other charity events around that time as well. We hosted the Teesside leg of Tour to Rescue, where we raised even more money for rescue dogs. And I also hosted the world's first ever Snuffle Matathon as well that Christmas, again, to raise money for rescue dogs. Things kind of spiraled from there, and I started to focus a lot more on my signature training program, which I developed with Dom's help, and that has really just gone from strength to strength. So it was based on all of the activities that I was doing with Lau. Lau was my rescue dog with the behavioral issues, and I'd been practicing them for, you know, since I'd got Dogwood, basically, even before it was open to clients, when it was just a field for Lau. I developed the exercises then, and Dom helped me to formalize it into an actual structured course. And that was incredibly popular. It's been fully booked ever since. I'm usually booked around 6 months in advance for one-to-one Scent Venture. And usually when I open new dates, when I release new dates, they're booked straight away within 24 hours. Because of its popularity, Dom made me realize, I obviously love working one-to-one with people, but Dom helped me realize that I could only reach so many people that way. And so I needed a way to be able to offer Scent Venture to more people. And so Club Dogwood was born. And that was in February 2020. We're just going into our 1 year anniversary. And it's been absolutely incredible. I think that looking back, my Dogwood journey, this has definitely been one of the strongest parts of it. Club Dogwood is a monthly members club. I have 200 subscribers at this moment in time, and I absolutely love it. I love helping people. We've got such an amazing community, really, really supportive. And the stuff that we're achieving in there is just absolutely incredible. It's just one of the best decisions that I ever made, really. So thanks, Dom, for that. last year, obviously, we still have the pandemic. Without the club and without Platinum as well, I would definitely have struggled incredibly during that lonely and isolating time. Although it was hard for me as it was for everybody else, I didn't feel as lonely and isolated as some because I had the support of Dom and the other Platinum punks. And I was able to actually grow Club Dogwood during that time, when all of our kind of in-person training and our walking and everything stopped. I was able to grow my online business, which I feel very fortunate to have been able to do, and very grateful for Dom's support with that. So yeah, last year was just pretty much all about Club Dogwood. And this year, so we did lots more charity events over Christmas as well. Made a calendar, did the world's second annual Snuffle Metathon. World's second. And then this year, like I said, we're just celebrating our 1 year anniversary now. And we've just completed a really, really successful free challenge on Facebook and with lives every day. So that was called 7 Days of Scent Venture. And we had 1,200 people in that free Facebook group, and many of them have come on and joined Club Dogwood to be members. So I think that it's something that I would never have thought of doing before, and something that I probably wouldn't have been comfortable doing without the support of Platinum. I actually did the first free challenge last year, and totally out of my comfort zone. But because I'd done that one and got lots and lots of support from Dom and the Platinum Punks at the time, I felt like I was able to do this second one super easily. I'm really excited about the year ahead. Almost forgot, I've also started a consultancy business. So I now help other people build scent venture parks in their areas of the country. And I also have created the scent venture guide role as well. So I've recently welcomed some professionals to the scent venture family. So professionals can become scent venture guides, and that just means they can either provide scent venture to their dog walking clients or to their training clients. So there's different roles for scent venture guide walkers and scent venture guide trainers. And I'm getting a lot of inquiries now. After 7 days of Dogwood, there's a lot of professionals in other parts of the country that now want to provide scent venture in their local area. And one of the things that came up over and over again in that free challenge was that people wish that they had someone to train scent venture with near them. So that's definitely going to be my focus for the year ahead. I've seen how much scent venture can help people locally. That's my plan, to roll it out now, and so that other people in other places can benefit from it in the same way that Dogwood dogs have been able to. And of course, I have a plan for that, thanks to Dom. I'm going to be hosting quarterly webinars and introducing new people to scent venture that way. So yeah, the future is bright, and as usual, I've got a head full of ideas, but at least now I have a lot more direction, and I know what I should be doing with them, and I know which ideas just aren't worth spending time on anymore and which ones to pursue. So yeah, thank you, Dom, for that. I'm really looking forward to seeing what else comes of this year, and it's just really nice to think ahead and be optimistic about what's to come, and to know that I have the support of Dom and the other Platinum members.
Hello everyone, my name's Tim Jackson. I first was introduced to Dom back in 2019. A friend of mine recommended that I sign up to his 33 free ideas, which I did. And I started to implement the different ideas within my business. And I seen a massive difference just from those initial 33 free ideas. So much so that I decided to sign up to Impact 2020. Unfortunately, due to COVID, that sadly never went ahead. However, as a result of signing up the Impact, I got 2 months free with the Gold PBIC. After I had my first initial phone call with Dom, I immediately upgraded to become a Diamond member. Whilst I was a Diamond member, I got lots of tips and tools from Dom to help really push my business forward. So much so that as soon as I had the opportunity to, I signed up to become a Platinum member. Now, I've never ever regretted that decision, because that's made me a lot happier. It's definitely made me a lot less stressed. It certainly made my bank balance a lot happier as well too. Dom has given me so much over the last couple of years, so many tips, so much advice that's really helped me push my business forward in the direction that I wanted to. If I look back to 2019, I would never ever have imagined the business being where it is now. I'm now an author of 3 books, something I always dreamed of doing but never had the confidence to do it. Dom helped with that confidence. Dom encouraged me. He showed me what I needed to do, really, and then set me off to do it, and I did. Another thing that was part of the bigger plan, I guess, was to always have a membership scheme. So as part of my business, I run a daycare service, and I always wanted a membership plan, something that was quite unique to me, to the business, and it was a way of kind of tying people into the business. But I had all of these ideas kind of splashed around in my head, but no real plan of action to move forward with them. Dom really helped with that plan. And as a result, I now bring in around about an extra £800 a month just with that. But as part of the membership, the clients get a lot of added benefits, providing, of course, they join us more in daycare. So as a result of the membership, we're getting more dogs in on a regular basis, which again is making my bank balance very, very happy. It means that I've got a better quality of living. It actually means I've been able to sell my house and move into a bigger house, something that I'd been planning on doing for the last couple of years, but just sadly never had the funds to do it. I'm now able to do that. Christmas gone. Let's be honest, last year was a really, really tough year for everyone. I think everyone was tested with the pandemic, and yes, it's still going on. We're still being tested. But as a result, I didn't feel like Christmas was a stress. I've got 3 lovely children. I was able to get them what they needed, shall we say, without the worries without the added stress of money worries and things like that. And that's all thanks to Dom. And I know everything I've learned with Dom, there's still so much left to come as well too. And I'm really excited to be, I've always been excited to be a Platinum member, and I'm really excited to continue being a Platinum member as well too. One thing I've learned though is, if Dom tells you to do something, you're best to go out and do it. Don't just sit on the fence and think, oh yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Don't just give all the nods and the right noises. If you want to get the results, you've got to go out and put in the work. You've got to put in the work. And trust us, if you do that, you will have a much happier life. You will be a lot less stressed. And you never know, you might be like me. I'm only currently working 3.5 days now. When I first had my phone call with Dom, I was working endless hours, 7 days in a row. I now only work 3.5 days, which means I've got a better home and work-life balance. It means ultimately as well, I get to spend more time with my children. And that's all thanks to Dom. I'm a lot less stressed. I'm a lot less happier. There's so many more things that I want to implement in the business. And I know with Dom's help, I'm going to get there. So if you are thinking about becoming a Platinum member, don't think anymore. Just go out and do it. Trust us, you won't regret it.